Have you heard about this Bryson DeChambeau fan who made $100,000 because of him?
DeChambeau has a house where he has built a, you know, a dream home, and in the backyard is a golf green. You can try to hit a hole in one from the front yard, from the driveway, over the house and onto the green. It's a 95-yard par three over the house. I wonder if he's got it, and I don't know from the video, like you can tee off from different angles, you know, maybe. You know, Jim Nance, the broadcaster for CBS, he has a replica of Pebble Beach's seventh hole, that famous par three, also about 95
yards.
Is that
the lower downhill green?
Yeah.
The downhill.
He's got the – I think he lives – he plays Pebble Beach a lot, and he's got a replica. The scuttlebutt was he invited Tony Romo over – almost immediately, and he never invited Phil Simms when they were together, and had Tony Romo come over and play the par three, and Simms never got the invite. So anyhow, back to Bryson DeChambeau. It took him a long time. I think it took him forever to get a hole-in-one over his house. He did it, but it took a long time. So he offered $100,000 for anyone who could do it within 7 hours. You had 7 hours.
That's brave, letting people come hit golf shots at your house.
Isn't it?
He must have done it online or something because, I mean, it was a big fan of Bryson DeChambeau. And so he did allow the guy to come do it. And on the, I want to say it was the fifth shot. The fifth shot, the guy makes the hole in one. And, of course, the reaction. Crazy.
Oh, that's solid. That looks really good.
It's in!
No!
It's in!
What?
Let's go!
You can hear the excitement from his friends and DeChambeau. DeChambeau took 16 days to make a hole-in-one after he moved into the house. So he offered
shot after shot.
I mean, he tried it 16 days, however many shots he took each day. So he gave this guy 7 hours and said, if you can make a hole-in-one, I'll give you $100,000. He made it on the fifth swing, 95 yards over the house. But you can't see it because it's over the house.
Yeah.
I would be afraid that a novice golfer, I mean, I guess this guy's a really good golfer, but I'd be afraid he'd bust my window.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's,
like,
it's over the house.
He wouldn't let you anywhere near his property.
Oh, my God. I bet I wouldn't even hit the house. I bet I'd hit it so far left it would go around the house. I haven't played golf in about 8 years. I've basically given up the game.
You're a pickle man.
Yeah.
I'm a pickle man, exactly. Mm-hmm. I heard something motivational yesterday from my drilling partner, James.
Your what? Best,
my drilling partner.
What's his name?
James.
It's not the name I'm usually hearing.
My drilling. Well, usually, of course, it's the diesel.
Yes.
But James is free in the afternoons, as am I. So we drill together once a week, but...
I've said too much.
Let anybody know though. Coming up also, how a can of Goya black beans may save your life. If you are within the sound of my voice, get some Goya black beans and get ready. Two guys named Christian.